Pasuk Zayin, the second parak of Mishle. Yitzvain la Yeshorim Tushia Magain Lahil Chesayim. The Bir Agra, Yitzvain HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hide, will put away, put aside in a hidden place Tushia, a Yeshua, that's Lechor Tushia, La Yeshorim, to those who are Yeshorim. Kind of tzaddikim that are called Yeshorim. Mogain, and it's a protection that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will set aside Lahol Chaitoim for those who go either in perfection or in simplicity, like a tam, tmimus. So the Vilna Gaon is masbir kedarkai that every one of these words has a very specific meaning, and it's not a repetition at all. The tachlis of today's shiur is to emphasize the word tushia, and I gave you a variety, sort of a collection of makairis on the concept of Torah mateshes koichai shel adam, that the Torah actually weakens a person. And you will see that there are several yesodistic havanas in Torah mateshes. Number one, are we talking about a physical weakening of the body? Or are we talking about a weakening of the Yetzirah? Secondly, are we talking about a permanent weakening, or are we talking about a temporary weakening? So we'll see the various makaris, and I'll also show you something very fascinating, that the Zohar Chodosh has a story in it which is very, very similar, but about others, including Eliyahu HaNavi. Daimeh to the story that everybody knows about Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. There's a vav. It's definitely true. It's definitely true. He's basing it on the Chazal that says Beferish in Masechah Sanhedrin and in other places. Yalkut Shemoni brings it down also. That Torah Mateshes Koicho Shel Adam. Right. You know, the Gemara says in Masechas Yevamos Daf Samach Beis that Kol Ashori B'loi Isha Shori B'loi Torah. How do we know? So they bring a pasuk in Iyov, Im Ein Ezrasi Bi, the Sushia Nidacha Mimeni. When my Ezer is not Bi with me, and Rashi explains, based on the pasuk Eseloi, Ezer connectoi, that the wife is the Ezer, Im Ein Ezrasi Bi, then Tushia, which is the Torah, is removed from me. So they learn from the negative the positive. So if you're with an Isha, you have Torah. And if you're without an Isha, then you don't have Torah. So Chazal are using the word Tushia as a word for Torah itself. So Lama Nikra Shma Tushia. Why is the Torah called Tushia? Shemateshes Koichai Shel Adam. So based on this, the aside of the Gemara, the Vilna Gaon also learns it that way. And I wanted to be masbir what that's all about. But let's look at the Gra Luo before we go into Mateshes Koicho Shel Adam. So look at the Bir Hagra. Yitzpain Yesharim Tushia. Yoshohu Hasham Drachav Umidaisa Besichlai. Sham from the Russian Shuma. He evaluates. He's constantly assessing and evaluating his path and how straight it is. Umamid Oisam Bederach HaYosha Lefi HaTorah. Right? A person who's constantly careful and he's always examining his ways, it's unlikely that he will stumble. This is the image that the Gaon is trying to give you. A person who is going on the path, on the highway, on the street, in a forest, and there are all kinds of things in front of him that might cause him to stumble. But if he pays attention and he keeps his eye focused, and he's looking where he's going, he's not likely to fall. So he learns that the word Yosher is the person who is examining every moment to see that he's going in the right way, so it's unlikely that he's going to falter in Avodas Hashem. So he's still, says the Gra in the next chelik of this expression, he needs the Torah, because without the tool of the Torah, he does not have the kelim to do the proper evaluation. Let's say somebody's going at night, and even if he wants to, unless he has a light, he's not going to see what's in front of him. So no matter how much he would like to scrutinize the street or the path, he's not capable of doing it unless he has that tool. Zok de Gra. L'zeh ha-yosher i-efshar li-koshel, ki tamidu mashgiachem izboinin al-drochav, ach, tzorich la-ha-toyro l'val yosu me'atzas ha-toyro. V'zehu yitzboin la-yishorim tushiyah. Tushiya, the Gaon learns, is explicitly Torah, dafka Torah, nothing else. He atzas ha-Torah, v'yishaber midoysav l'fi ha-Torah. V'lachein amakan Tushiya, why is the Torah called Tushiya? So you see that he learns it not in the physical sense, but rather in the midos and musar sense. It's called Tushiya because it's mateshes koyach ha-yetzer hara. Shemateshes koychoi b'shviras ta'avoysov umidoysov. Now he says, why does he say yitzpain? Why is this dafka a lotion of tzafun, of hiding it, like tzafun by the afikoyman, you put away the afikoyman. Why is it hiding it? So he says, v'oma lotion yitzpain kihun b'ne'alam balev, because this is something that goes on inside the person. Why is the second half of the pasuk speaking about Mogein and Tam? So he says, Tam ha'hoylech b'derech tomim v'loysol min ha'toyro yomin u'smoil v'af b'midois einoy soymech al sichloy klal v'hoylech b'tmimus v'zeh ein tzorech li'etza ki ein loy milchoma ba'seichel. Behema means like a stupid cow, you know. I don't know anything. So even though they have the das, but they are so bound by the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to follow Torah and mitzvahs no matter what, that they don't even have to make cheshbonos because there's no yetzer hara to fight. The Yashar is always busy making the Melchama. And with the Tushiya, he's able to overcome, and that's why he needs constant scrutiny. But the Mogein is for the Tam. You need a Mogein for the Tam, because the Tam is really basically doing it himself. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give him that Siyata Dishmaya, that he should be protected just the same. So he says, these who are Mesimim Atzmam Kibahema, you want to know why you need the Mogein? Because no matter how perfect you are, somehow something could creep in inadvertently. So you understand the pshat is like this. It's plainly Yisharim Tushiya is for the person that has to make cheshbonos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a gift in the lathe that he's able to properly assess his matzav according to the dictates of the Torah. But he's busy assessing. The Tam is not assessing anything. The Tam naturally goes in that mahala of Torah v'yira, and mamela, the Tam does not require that constant busyness of worrying and thinking and fixing himself, because he's already fixed. He doesn't know anything. Now, the Gaon makes the point, based on the Gemara in Chulin, that we're not talking about simple people who, because they're so limited, don't know the tachbulos of the Yetzer Hara. It means somebody who has refined himself to such an extent that he does not follow anything but the dictates of the Torah, and mamela, the Yetzer Hara by him is very abgeschwacht to begin with. But such a person nevertheless still needs a Mogein if he doesn't need the Yitzpain to Shia. So the Mogein is because inadvertently, by accident, Shaloi b'miskaven, he could end up in trouble. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him that he will have a siyata d'shmaya, that's called magen. Very interesting that at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, when we describe avos, so you have b'cha chosmim, yachol yu chosmim b'chulam, says the Gemara. So b'cha chosmim, b'heye bracha b'cha chosmim. So what is b'cha chosmim? Baruch atah Hashem, magen Avraham. So why dafka the word magen? It's oizer and Mashiach and magen. That's what we say. Melech oizer or Mashiach magen. When it comes to Avraham Avinu, it says magen Avraham, because the pasuk says al tira Avraham anoichi magen loch schocha hal be'miyot. I once said pshat in this pasuk. I couldn't find it anywhere, but I think that the pshat could be lamito shel tayr. What is the pshat? Anoichi magen loch schocha be'miyot could be interpreted: A, I protect you, and B, your schar is very great. Two separate points. And you could even say, why do you deserve that I should be a magen loch? Because you already racked up a lot of credits. The kedach that maybe there's another pshat. Anoichi magen loch. You'll ask, if anoichi magen loch, then maybe you don't deserve any schar. Let's say you have a person who's going into the gladiatorial arena, and he has to prove himself. So he goes, and he's a shvacha guy, and he doesn't even know how to hold a sword. He doesn't know which end to hold it with. So he comes in, and there's this big monster of a gladiator, and he's about to make mincemeat out of him. But lo and behold, somebody stands next to this sheepish fellow, who can't even wield a sword, and every time that big heavy gladiator tries to do something, he protects him. So then, when the thing is over, and he wins, this little garnished, so you think that everybody's going to say hooray for him? Why should they say hooray? He didn't do anything. Every time something was about to go wrong, somebody else protected him. So if anoichi magen loch, then why should there be any schar? Zakter Ribbono Shel Olam, nevertheless, schar ka habei miyoy. So be masbir, why schar ka habei miyoy? If that's the case, why schar ka habei miyoy? I'm saying magen loch, and nevertheless, schar ka habei miyoy. So there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says as follows: Ki ato Hashem tevorech tzadik, katsina rotzoin ta'atarenu. You Hashem will bless a tzadik, and what is going to be your blessing? That you will be a magen for him. Katsina, tzina is a shield. Rashi says there that what is the specific tzura? What is the image of a shield called tzina? Magen gimul ruchosav. It is a protection that surrounds the person, not just in front of him, you hold the shield, but it goes around him. Sometimes you see these police, the riot police, they have these plastic shields that go completely around like this. But the back is exposed, because the enemy is in the front. So the back, maybe by the side he can hit you, but to hit you in the back is unlikely. So therefore, they don't, and also how are you going to go? If you have a mug and you can hold it, it goes around. If it goes around completely, how are you going to hold it? How are you going to walk? So they have a mug and that's Migimul Ruchosa. Zakta Posa. Kato Hashem Tavarech Tzadik. When you give a tzadik that special siyata d'shmaya of protection, you surround it, but only from three sides, not from four. There's always a tzad open. No one is protected to such an extent, even with the ultimate siyata d'shmaya, notwithstanding the Rambam that the tzaddik is a tzaddik to the highest madrega, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take away his Bechira Chavshis. But he didn't take away the Bechira Chavshis from Avraham Avinu. That's why he constantly had the Nisyonis. If you take away Bechira Chavshis, there's no point in giving him Nisyonis. Of course he'd be alright, because Hashem made him alright. No! Katsina Rotzain Ta'atrenu. You'll give him Rotzain, but only a Mogin Migimu Ruchas. You'll surround him at Torah. You will surround him like a Tzina, but not on the fourth Ruach. The image here is that there's always room for his own Avodas Hashem and the conquering of his own Yetzirah. So Anoichi Mogin Loch, Abachot Fendestvek, Scharcha Harbe Miyoid, because it's never total. There's always the Bechira possibility of doing an Aveir. And nevertheless, Avraham Avinu didn't. So for that chelek that was Avraham's, Schorcha HaBeinu. Now, in that's why we say Mogen Avraham. So he says the Tam needs the Mogen. The Yashar needs the Tushia. Because the Yashar is making Cheshbonos, he needs a constant, so it's Yitzpain Tushia. It's a very beautiful pshat, the way the Goyen explains each word of this pasuk. Now, Torah Mateshes Koycha Shalom. So you'll start, please, from the Gemara in Bab Metzia Daf Peidalit Amid Aleph, the bottom of page 2. Everyone knows that the Gemara there talks about Rabbi Yochanan, and the previous Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan was the most handsome person on earth, and that he would position himself so that they would be able to see him. And the Gemara asks, "What about Ayin Hara?" And he said, "Anam Shevet Yosef Kasina de la Shalta Ba'in Abisha V'chulu V'chulu." Then the Gemara tells us about Rabbi Yochanan Me'inyon Le'inyon, how he encountered his great Chaver and Chavrusa that he lamented so much when he lost him, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So there's a whole machlokes in the Rishonim, what was the matzav of Rish Lakish earlier? There's one daya that says that Stam, he was a highwayman, a bandit, and the other one says, like Tosfos, that once he was a Talmud Chacham, but he somehow got involved, and Rabbi Yochanan brought him back. But either way, the Gemara says, Yom Echad, Havikosochi Rabbi Yochanan B'Yardinah. Rabbi Yochanan was bathing in the Yarden River. Chazyei Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish saw him, V'shavar L'Yardinah Abasrei, and he jumped over the Yarden to chase after Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan saw this incredible prowess, this gevura of a person that he's able to jump over the Yarden. It's an unbelievable physical gevura. So he said to Rish Lakish, maybe Rish Lakish was about to eat him up, I don't know. But he says to Rish Lakish, you know what? Chel chalei araisa. You have that kind of koyach and you're not sitting and learning Torah Yom Avalayla. You see a bandit coming after you, maybe with a gun, and you say, you know something? You would make a big Talmud Chacham. Why don't you come and join me in the basement? So Rish Lakish answers him something, and I'm not going to go into what exactly was Rish Lakish's point, but Rish Lakish responds to him, Shufruch Lanashia, your beauty is for women. But just very simply on the surface, what was he saying is L'chayre very poshut. You're telling me that my kayach is for learning Torah. It's as absurd as saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, so you're saying I have something which everyone understands is for the purpose of what I'm doing, the gvura of jumping over rivers and beating up people. And you're telling me, no, that gvura is for learning Torah. So if that's the case, then your beauty is also misplaced, because your beauty is for women, not for men. So in the response, he tells him, Amalei, this is altogether incredible. Amalei, he had l'sbach, if you do tshuva, Yahiv nolach, achoisi de Shapira minoi, I'll give you my sister who is more beautiful than I am. Migitzach hazegringa sister. I mean, it's pilet plaim. So there's a lot going on here that much, much below the surface and beneath our superficial understanding. But nevertheless, kabul alei. He was makabel. And then, at the moment that he was makabel, the oil hatayra, guess what happened? He became weak just from the kabbalah oil hatayra. It doesn't say here he learned one word yet. But from the kabbalah oil hatayra, he became weak, and in his effort to jump back over the Yarden, he failed. He wanted to bring his kelim. He was not able to jump back. Rabbi Yochanan taught Rish Lakish, Mikra, and then Mishnah, so to speak. It's mashma from that Gemara Lashon that he was not on the Madrega of Torah at all. Because if it was just a matter of coming back to the Torah, all right. But nevertheless, Tosfos says what he says, and Shavi Gavi Rabbi made of him an Adam God. So Rashi says, "V'loy Motzi Likpoitz Kabari Shaina." Why was he not able to jump back? So Rashi is inferring, even though the Gemara itself does not use the expression Torah Mateshes over here, that that's what's going on. That when you see how cryptic the Gemara is, that it doesn't explain anything. Even this simple point of why he was not able to jump back. But Rashi is does Masbir. Take a look also at the Marsha. The Marsha says, Chel Choliyai Raisa, Ratzalaymar, Chel Cho Vikoyach Zeh Shal Hayetzer Hara, the Yetzer that's driving you to all this Maisa Listim, that Koyach is Lo Eraisa, Kishete Asik Ba, He Mateshes Chel Cho, Ukidamasik, the Bidakabal Alei, Ba'alma, even with just being Mekabalit, not learning itself, he tish koichoi, v'loi motzi hodar, da Torah nikreis al shem zeh tushia. So he says the same thing, that the Torah is tushia, but it's very interesting. The Marsha seems to start out by saying that the Torah is going to be matish the koyach of the Yetzirah. However, the Gemara is not talking about the koyach of the Yetzirah. The Gemara is talking about not being able to jump back over the river, which is a physical koyach. And he mentions that. So, Meman of Shach, which is it? So I think the answer is very pashut. A person can do extraordinary things if he has enough driving force. On the simplest level, adrenaline. When you have an adrenaline rush, you can do all kinds of things. They say that certain people were able to pick up the end of a car to pull out, or a big boulder or a tree that fell, to pull out their chaver. And later they tried it 100 times and it was impossible to do. And yet it's the same car. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that the rush of koichus and the way a person positions himself and the angle that he did it and everything was just perfect, that he was able to do the impossible. The Yetzer Hara allows a person to do things that are almost superhuman. The biggest raya, the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, that says that Amram Chasida pulled the ladder to the opening in the attic when he saw the light coming from those women that were held up there, the Shavuyim that were placed there, and they brought them into the house of Rav Amram Chasida, and they put the ladder, many people pushed the ladder, and the women climbed up, and then they took the ladder and pushed it all the way to the other end of the room, and it was impossible for one human being to pull the ladder back. And Mamela, there was no Shiloh of Yichud or anything, because it was impossible to get to them. They couldn't go down, and he couldn't go up. So what happened was, that single-handedly, when he saw that shaft of light, and it's remarkable that the Chazal perceive it as a shaft of light, that sometimes is mislavish in an ur. It's an unusual thing. Anfals, he lost his balance, Ke'ilu, and he pulled the ladder to the opening single-handedly. What 3 people, 10 people couldn't do, he did by himself. And he was on the way up the ladder steps, and he was almost at the attic, and he chopped himself, and he wasn't able to go down. That koyach of the Yetzer. Amram Chasidah. So he started screaming, Nura Be'amram, Nura Be'amram. There's a fire. And everybody came running with the buckets. I says, a fire? They see there's no fire. So they said, the Chachamim said to him, you embarrassed us. And he said, the famous, you saw it. Better that I embarrassed you in Olam Hazeh than you should be embarrassed for me in Olam Haba. He understood, apparently, that he was seized by such a koyach that if he would not have yelled fire, then 10 minutes later, who knows what would have happened. But you see from here, the koyach of a Yetzer is not just to turn a tzaddik upside down. Rebbe Lapian once said, when he nearly jumped out the window because of a problem of yichud, and he got hysterical. And who was the yichud with? Some old lady. That's Kena. Ababe. So someone asked him, Rebbe Lapian, because that tzaddik, and your whole life you're Isaac and Musa, and you're an old man, and you're a shvacha mensch. And she's an old lady. What does she look like already? So Rebellion says also to visit, as the koyach of the Yetzirah is tzemachen mir jung und frisch und stark, und tzemachen ihr sehr schön. Unbelievable. So that is the koyach of the Yetzer that Amram Chasida had to contend with. A Yetzer Hara can allow you to jump over the Yarden. And that is a physical koyach. But the physical koyach needs that lachatz, that dachav. If you don't have that Yetzer Hara, jump over the Yarden. How can I jump over the Yarden? Abba may mention a gate. He's gonna become a nisha. He's gonna kill somebody. Oh, thus you could jump over the yard. After he was makabel the oil atayra, he broke that yetzer hara. Avadi doesn't have the koyach to go over the yard. Thus made the malsha. But this mice is a meyud dekazach kitakuk in the zoyah chodesh over here. Reb Loza b'Reb Shimon pagabe be'Eliyahu. Bidyukna the Saba Choda, the Elam Zeir Ime. Rebbe Lazar, the son of Reb Shimon, encountered a Zoke. Who was that Zoke? Elio Anovi. But Elio appeared in the guise of an old man, and he had with him a young child, a young man, a young lad. For having Mava Nara the Mayoraba, and he was crossing a river of mighty waters to get to the other side. Yeah. Omale Saba Arami Akatfoi. Yeah. Rav Yedei. Va'at be'ido gisa. Va'ava l'choin me'abro demay. I will climb on the shoulders of this boy and I will take you across. Yeah. Omale v'lav mori didora'at. You and him, Arami Yaskoin, Leido Giso Bepalgus Mila. I'll throw you over in a nothing. He says to him, you don't have any kayak. So he says, since I gonished. Yeah. Omale Velois by Raisa. He said to him, how could you do such a thing? Where did you get that kind of strength? Don't you learn Torah? What does he imply? That if you learn Torah, you can't have that kind of strength. He says, I'll lift you both up, the lad and you, and I'll throw you across the river just like that. So he says, how could you do something like that? You don't have any koyach. You're learning Torah. You look like a Talmud Chacham, an old man, a Talmud Chacham. Amalein, yes, I do learn Torah. Amalei v'loi nikais toshia shematesh es koyach shaladam. Isn't the Torah something that should weaken you, and there's no way that you would be able to do something like this? Amalei, for loynikais asvosa v'shikuya, shenem arifus tehi l'tzorecha v'shikuy le'atzmaisecha. Pasuk in Mishlei later we'll learn it, that the Torah is a refuah, it's a balm, it's a medicine, it's a vitamin, it gives you strength. So he asked him, Torah is to Shia, that's Matesh's Koycha Shaladam. And what did Elio answer him back? He says, on the contrary, Lehefech, Torah is a refuah, Asmosa, Vishikuya, Af Ano, Shosi Miraisa Sagia, Commander Shosi Mono da Asmosa, the Yisyasha Chayli. I drank from this magic elixir called Torah a great deal, and that gave me unbelievable Koycha. Like somebody would drink a special medicine which gives him unbelievable strength. The Yisyasher Chayli. By the way, Yisyasher and Yasher, we say Yashakoyach. How do you spell Yashakoyach? So if you spell it the way it sounds, it's Yud Al in Yiddish. Yud Aleph Shinai in Yasher and Koyach. Chof Ches. It's not Yasher. It's Yiyasher with a Reish. Of course, when a person says it, you know. So, Yiyasher Koyach. May your Koyach be strengthened. That's the Lashon here. The Yisyasher Chayli. Chayli in Aramaic, of course. Chay is Koyach. So he says, I learned a lot of Torah. The Yisyasher Chayli. Avrinun. So he brought him across. Omale Saba Saba Man Rav Yodeng Gaboch. Omale Ano Malif Leboi Raisa. Who is this little boy that hangs around you, that you're with all the time? Tell the old man, this Talmud Chacham, who is this little boy that's accompanying you? So he says, I'm teaching him Torah. So he says, Amalei Saba Sabi Chayli Sagi Ba'alma Deinu Ba'alma De'osi U'begini De'rab Yodein Loi Ashvuk L'malocha De'gehenem L'min Gaboch Ba'no Ayal Noloch La'alma De'osi B'tekoif Chayli De'isli Tamon. He says, from teaching this boy Torah, I tell you that I will give you unbelievable kayak and I will protect you in the Olam Emes when you get there. Anyhow, this is the Vaita you'll get on your own. There's a little Kabbalah later on. Aba Lamaisa, the Zoya Kodesh parallels in its own way very much the Nakuda of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, but it adds a Gvaldik Kizach. So which is it? Is it Kayach of Torah or is it Torah Mateshes? So some say that Rabbi Shlokish's Torah Mateshes Kayach Shaladam was that it was Matesh the Yetzer Hara. But of course, the question is, you can't use that teretz that we gave before based on the Marsha in the Zoya Chodesh. Why? Because the Zoya Chodesh is telling you that even though he was learning Torah, he was able to bring them across. That the teretz could be very patient. Could give two teretz. One teretz is the Yetzer Hara to do good was pushing the Sabbath. That's also a Yetzer Hara. The person wants to be about chesed. Everybody says that chesed is exaggeration. Right? Midas ha-chesed. Midas ha-chesed needs Midas ha-gvura to achieve Midas teferes. So Yaakov merges the koichos of Avraham and Yitzchak. But Avraham wants to be Makar of the whole world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, it's Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. And Avraham Avinu wants Lu Yishmael Yichil L'Fanecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Abel Yishmael, yes, Abel, no, it's Yitzchak. Because the Midas HaChesed insists that logic aside, koichos aside, it has to happen. I have to do, I have to help. That kayach was the kayach in the Saba from learning Torah. So if it's a matter of jumping across the river to do harm and damage and to follow your Yetzer Hara, Sa'avadah, the minute you mekabel the Oilat Torah, that kayach is lost. In the midah that he had it before, which he could have used to ford the river, here he cannot do it anymore. That's Rish Lakish. But in the Saba was Pumfakhet. His purpose was to help them and to carry them across the raging waters of the river. He was using his kayach. That adrabba is incurred dafka through learning Torah. Because the kayach that you need to do the extraordinary, be it the, I relate to that very much to this maisa. The Panav Jirov came once to Brazil or somewhere, and he says, he sees this incredible building, a yeshiva building, or a beis medrash, or a beis yankiv, I don't know what it was, but it was a magnificent building, and not such a big community, and not such bali kayach. So he says, Weist me the mishugana. So they look to him, what mishugana? He says, you can see why I can relate to it. Aber lemaisa, the tshvak of this is a very pashut azach. You have to have a mindset and an energy and a drive, al kulam a drive. Nothing will stop you. Not logic, not the doesn't matter what it is. The lack of funds, whether you have antagonists. Every project has antagonists. Everybody has somebody connected. And the connector sometimes breaks the person and sometimes punkfaket. Oh yeah, ichel deal weiser. I'll do it anyhow. But where do you have that kayak from? So in the case of the Saba, it came from the Torah. If a person wants Kvayt Shamayim to be Misrabah, he does extraordinary things. Sometimes even physical things. Because that same Yetzer goes in both directions. So Rish Lakish lost his kayak. Because his intention originally was to do evil. And the Saba gained in Kayach because his intention is to do Taif. That's one possible explanation. Another explanation is that even in the case of Rish Lakish, he lost his Kayach temporarily. And some Mefarshim merged the Zoyar Chodosh with the Gemara in Maseches Bav Metzia to explain that Rish Lakish's loss was Bekabolas Oil HaTorah, emphasizing that he did not learn yet. It was just a Kabolas Oil HaTorah. But the learning in itself gave him back his kindness. So there's a constant discussion in the Poskim, in the Rishon, even in the Poskim, Lamashal Agabe Tainz. So some of the Poskim write that the Baal, the person is learning, is Torah Mateshes Koicha Shel Adam. So that's equivalent to a Tainz because of the Mateshes Koicha. Because, like we say, B'miyut Domi V'chel, right? Like Makriv Karma Agabe Mizbeach, when you fast. So he is like that because of his learning, Mateshes Koicha Shel Adam. Another halacha, Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Hilchos Aina, the Aina of a Talmud Chacham. So the Chazal also discussed that. The Talmud Chacham doesn't have the kayak to do, or he does have the kayak. Tayyar Matesh is kayak shaladam in mitzvahs aina of Ishtar. And the same legabe in general, not just lahalocha, is it permanent or is it temporary? So let's take a look. Zaya Chodosh, Reb Yitzchak Amar, Hatayra Nikres Tushiyah. B'tchila says it straight out. When is it called Mateshes Koicha Shel Adam Tushia? B'tchila, at the very beginning. V'achaka Gvura. But after that, the Torah is Gvura. Shenema li eitz of Tushia, and then it says Ani Gvura. Ani Bina li Gvura, actually. So what does it mean first, li eitz of Tushia, and then li Gvura? The Teretz is mitchila, it's tushia mateshes, and after that it is gevura. Tei daloch, ki mitchila nikreis tushia shemateshes koicha shel adam mipnei, says the Zoya Chodosh. Sheyesh loy lilochim, did you ever notice that it's much easier if it's in Hebrew? Mipnei sheyesh loy lilochim im yetzahara ulekates kol gufay bebeis hamedrash ad sheyargiloy soy batoira. Kivan shu rogilasik batayra, oz yeshloi simcha ugvura, shenema ani bina ligvura. What's a loymar? Kisha adam rogil batayra b'chachma, oz yeshloi teferes, ve'ezu hi gvura li lochem melchamas Hashem, shenema al kenye omar b'sefer melchamas Hashem, tehei hamelchama v'agvura. So there's an implicit also Inyan Kabbalah over here, because the Shaila was, you know, is it Gvura or is it Teferis? The Gvura and Teferis are two different midos. So, but that's just the remez. We're not going into that. What he's saying here is very clear, that a person at the outset, because he needs to divest himself of all of those negative forces and all of the taivas that he has. And it's very hard for a person who is interested in the world to sit himself down by the benkel and to kvetch over a shtickle gemara. But the minute that he realizes that he's not kvetching, but that he's being exposed to the emes, and that he has an opportunity now to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the Ein Sof of Torah, and that he belongs to part of an unbelievable Masorah, and then the music of Torah starts getting to him, all of a sudden he doesn't want to be anywhere else. And he thinks that the rest of the world is silly. Before he thought it was chashuv, now he thinks it's silly. That's the transformation from Mateshes to Gvura that the Zoya Chodesh is talking about. So it takes time, it says, from the time that you begin. So when he was mekabel the Oyla Torah and he didn't learn yet, it was Mateshes Koicha, he couldn't jump over. Later on, when he was actually learning, he developed a tremendous gevurah. Now, take a look. The Ritva, very interesting. The Ritva teaches a pasuk that everybody knows. Vayi ki zoken Yitzchak, vatichena einav mirais. There are many different shotim, and what is vatichena einav mirais? Why did his einayim become chaos? The Ritva here is based on the Gemara. In fact, it's the Chidusha Ritva in Maseches Yuma. The Gemara there tells us that Avram was zokin v'yoshe b'yeshiva, and Yitzchak was zokin v'yoshe b'yeshiva. How do you know that Yitzchak was zokin v'yoshe b'yeshiva? The pasuk says vayiki zokin Yitzchak. So the Ritva asks, wait a minute. The pasuk continues and it says vatechena einav mirais. So that's not a positive thing. That sounds like a negative thing. Sokta Ritva Hazeh, Yitzchak Avinu Zokin V'yoshev Yeshiva Hava Kiddusiv, Vahiki Zokin Yitzchak Pirush, Vein Zokin, Elo Zeh, Shekona Chochma. Vehikala Meida. Now he's asking this question. Right? He says, just a minute. If you're talking about weakening of the eyes, that's only because he becomes old. So how do you have the right to explain that the Pasuk is saying Zeshekono Chochma and that he's talking the Yoshe B'Yeshiva, when in fact the Pasuk at the end proves that we're talking about physical old age? How do we prove it? Because it says that they their eyes became weak. Zokta v'yesh loyma. The chas v'sholon v'mishum roiv yomim yichbedu einayem. He says, what are we talking about? It says, the koya Hashem yachlifu koya. What does it say in the Gemara? He could have quoted that Gemara also. Oy yinuvim b'seiva, the sheinim rananim yiyu. They quote the pasuk, right? So, it says here, no, ela adarabu. So then why did they become shvach? Because they sat and learned yoyim v'alayla. You sit and pore over the text, yoyim v'alayla, and in a dim light, and your eyes become weak. Bignusa means it's not talking about their shvachkeit, but adarab, how much of a zaken yoshe b'yeshiva was he? Ad she einav kovdu mizoken, ad she tichena einav miros. It's very interesting. The Kloisenberger in his Tshuva Zivra Yatziv has an interesting mahalach. It's at the end of a very complicated tshuva in Inyone Taroibis. And at the end he writes, Ein b'koychi ka'es l'harich l'hamikir tzayni. I really don't have the koyach that I need to be ma'ayin in this inyan that he was mafalpulin it for pages and pages. But at the end he says, Me'er kenefesh. V'koychi ani al atzmi samchuni ba'ashishois v'kador the Beit Zochav Aleph Amid Aleph Ayin Barashisha. V'ola b'dayti o'regel l'farish ma'sham ma'sha'om aloi urva parah. So he quotes what we saw already in the Zohar Chodosh, that Eliyahu HaNavi answered him, how can you say that the Torah makes me weak, when actually it's Rifus Hilu Sharecha V'Shikri La'atz Meisecha. So he says, Achatayri Nikris Tushia Shematesh Yitzchach Shaladim V'Sanhedrin Chavav Amid Beis. Valkain Talya Valkorchok, Talya B'mahus Alimud. His taich is not the beginning and then later. His taich is Vosfa Alelnitus. So he says, B'mahus Alimud. The Kishaloimid Lishma, Ubikdusha Vitara, Oz Daika, then it's Rifusi Lisharecha for sure. Vine B'menachos, Uvzayin Omer Aleph, Redibu Amaslu, Kalya Oyrev, he says there was a problem with the birds that used to come, the Irvin, to peck on the basa. So he says in the Mikdash Rishon there was no need for that, right? And the famous Gemara that everybody knows, of Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. He says, because the Madrega of Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, was like Mikdash Rishon. And therefore, you don't need something to be mafriach the oirev. The kibun the oirev pareach lamala veina, right? Veina ni bebchina hanal the yoinus and benuziel grach the mikdash rishain. Val kage, val korchoch, she'ain limudi kolkach bedusha v'tara, v'nikra tushia shematesh es koichi, So what he was saying is, without going into the Prata, because we don't have any time, but what he's saying is that the Torah is Mateshes Kaychel Shel Adam if it's a learning without the fullest measure of Ashuras Hashchina. The Gemara says, and Pirkei Avos, you have it, Menayin Shafil Echad Sheyoshev Oisik Batorah Shashchina Yimai, Shenema B'chol HaMokom Asher Askir Eshmi, and the Mefarshim say Sheyehei Shmi Nizkar, which means Torah, because Torah is the shame of Hashem, Avay Alecha, I will come to you Verachticha. So he learns that Avay Alecha Verachticha is a bracha of Kaychas. And the Kaychas are such that when the Shechina is with you, it gives you gvura, and it gives you that strength, and also the oifa perech va'aver nisraf madrega, which was mikdash rishon, because the Shechina is there in the fullest measure. Now, anybody who learns Torah, even shalom lishma, is a measure of Shechina too. But nevertheless, not on that level that it should succeed in giving him gvura. That's the way the Kloisenberger works in the Divrei Atziv Tshuva here. When you have a madrega of Gvura through the Shechina, which is full coming to you, mitzad, you're learning Torah Lishma, then and only then do we no longer say Torah Mateshes Koichos Shalom. But up to that point, Torah Be'etzem is Mateshes Koichos. But where there is Shechina, there can never be a lack of koyach. There's always gevura. What I want to just to finish with is a beautiful Karen Ira. The Karen Ira is on that Gemara. That we are constantly having reference to. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. That's where the Gemara says, why is the Torah called Toshia? Because it's Mateshes Koichai Shel Adam. Right? And then, that Gemara, however, gives two other explanations of why the Torah is called Toshia. And what the Karen Ira wants to do is show you that all of the three explanations, each and every one, refers to a certain chelek of Torah, and it's really very beautiful. Lama nikra shma Toshia, the first pshat, Mateshes Koichos Shel Adam. Dover Acher, Toshia shenitna b'chashoi mipnei ha-satan. It was hidden away from the satan, and it was given in private. Whatever we won't go into the pratim of it, but you'll see how he uses it later. Dover Acher, Toshia dvarim shel toyu shehaolam mishutas or mushtas aleihem. It is the foundation stone that the whole world is based on. Evan Shasiya. Right. So Toshia and Shasiya, even though that's Shasiya and that's Toshia. So but nevertheless in Drash you can do that. Nir Lefarish. Mishum the Kalin Yoni Atar and Echlak Legimul Khalokim. Hachelika Echod Ulosum Mimokshemoves. Kama Hagezul Varayas, Macholis Hasuz, Macholasolis Oinshin. In other words, the mitzvah's lois asay. The next chelek, hachelek abeis, heim ramach mitzvah's esin, v'chol maisa atoik b'chlal u'b'prat. So the negative is chelek aleph, the positive is chelek beis. That's it, it covered everything. What's chelek gimel? Very interesting. The gimel, heim sipurei maisiyos. He says most of Sefer Bereishis, which doesn't have mitzvah's in it at all, by and large, except for very few, you'd open up the chinuch, which is based on the Seder HaParshiyos, and you see that Til Shmois, there's almost nothing there. So what's all this story? Gedolim, what did Chazal tell us about Eliezer Eved Avram, that the story is repeated? Yafasi Chosen Shal Abdei Avos, Mitairosen Shal Bani. And Rashi explains that the Torah should have started from the mitzvahs, HaFedesh HaZel Lachem Reish Chadoshim. So why does it start? Koyach Mais Levigid Lamed Lassislam Nachlas Goyim. Because Lumis Haylam will come, and they'll say, Shalanu. And you stole it from us. So it said, Ibn Shalom is the master of the whole world, Rashi's Bar Lakim, and he decides who gets what. That is not the Karen Oyer's Mahalach. He says, Sefer Bereishis is Sipure Maisiyos, Kmoi Roy Sefer Bereishis. Balzeh Omar, ki Hashem Yisbarach hifli atzosei lahadil haTorah b'chol adrochim ha'el. He says the Torah is called Toshia in three different explanations of Toshia, relates to the three different aspects of the Torah of Isur Averis, the Torah of Tzivui Mitzvahs, and the Torah of Maisim Gedoil. How so? So he says, Al Chelek, it's called Toshia, Al Chelek Ha'asaris Va'onshin Nikres Toshia, Ki Nitno Lahatish Koyach Ha'odom, because the Torah is meant to break the taivus of a person and to limit his energy to do ra. And these are koiches that a person is born with. These are the natural instincts and forces, the bahamias of the person that is part and parcel of him when he's born. But Chazal tells us that a person starts out with his yetzer hara, and the yetzer tov doesn't come until later. Al yidei shmiras ha'asoritz va'onshin, sorich l'shabroi ulachlifenu b'koyach acher, shenema b'koyach Hashem yachlifu koyach. Dover acher, tushiyo shenitno b'chashoi hu al maisa ha'toiv, u'bazeh niskanu malachi malo. He says a very interesting thing. The malachim are not, apparently he learns that the malachim are not, or the satan is not so concerned that you conquered your yetzahara v'averis. But when you start doing dvarim toivim, mitzvahs and maisim toivim, then they suddenly become very jealous. It's a chasant namahalach. I would have said they're jealous of our kvishas hayetzer too. But the Teretz says, no. They don't have a yetzer. And the Mela, they don't understand what the Mocham is all about anyhow. But when it comes to doing things for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's their stock and trade. So the Mela, their kinna comes dafka from the maisim toivim. So that's what he says. My good Isha Beinenu, when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to receive the Torah. So normally we would say that the Pshat is taking the Torah away. But he's learning apparently that Taina was, because with the Torah they'll be able to do great things. So he quotes that Gemara, Ki Yilud Isha Einoi Kedai L'Sharso Yisbarach. Like in Moshe, you have a servant. And the servant is not enough. He's not capable enough. He's not charming enough. You know, why should you want human beings to serve you if you can have malach? Mishar sav eish loyet. So what do you need? A bus of a dub? So alkei nitno b'chashoy mipnei hasad. So the Torah was given quietly. Now, of course, this whole business of the Torah given quietly, you know, there's a Rashi that says on the pasuk, the Lucha Shniyos, ish lo yal imach. Right? Luchos Rishonos Nitnu Bekoichos Betshuos, Bekoichos Betshuos, and therefore Shol Tobahen Ayin Ara. Therefore, by the Luchos Shniyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. And Rashi concludes on the Ishlo Yale Imach Rashi, Ein Lucha Yofe Min Hatznius. So the Torah was given again the Chashoi Mipnei Asotin. That it should not be a nine horror, it should not be a kitrug, because the malachim are not happy when you get all of these maisim toivim. No. Second time, yishlo yaliyuch, yishlo yor b'chol ha'or, nobody sees anything. Of course, the kasha is, a bazoi, why the first time around? So there are many different hezber. One hezber is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make the Torah public, because otherwise the Umas Ha'olam will have tainus. Hey, you gave the private matana, and you never gave us even a chance. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, the Rambam says in the 8th parak of Yesodei HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu lo ha'aminu bo'i mipnei ha'oitzer sha'asa, because that could be something that is done by the kishuf, or it could be a sleight of hand. You know, you could do magic tricks, and a person cannot be secure by any ois and moifes, that is the emes lamita. So what did they believe in it? When the Moshe Rabbeinu was by Har Sinai, and the whole of Klal Yisrael saw, Ech HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, Alei Elai Hora, Moshe, Emor Lehem Kach V'Kach, then they knew, and that is the pshat, says the Rambam, that by the snare, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'zelecha ois kemei chishlachticha, when will you have the ultimate ois, which is the true ois? In Mitzrayim, you'll never be able to do it because it's not Matan Torah. But by Tziachosam, Mitzrayim, Tav, Sulkim, Alohor, Azeh, when you come to the Sinai, which is Har Sinai again, and with Klal Yisrael watching, then they will know. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, says the Rambam, Bavu Yishma Om Bedabri Imach, when the people will hear that I am talking to you, Vegam Bechor Yaminu La'olam. And the Rambam teaches the word La'olam doesn't mean forever in time. It means also, of course it means that too, but it means also La'olam in a perfect manner, something that's not possible to change, not possible to undermine. It's an emunah which cannot be undermined. La'olam. So how does that emunah come? Because they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam's lashon is remarkable. Be'einenu ra'inu v'lo zor v'aznenu shamanu v'lo yacher eich HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimer Moshe. Emor lehem kach v'kach. So that is why it had to be public. Because, and of course, all the Sfarim, Kuzari and many others, they all make that unbelievably significant claim that unlike any other religion on earth, bar none, the only religion that makes the claim that there were millions of people witnessing the event is Klal Yisrael. Everybody else has a, everything is under the rug. Everything is under the table. Nobody knows. Muhammad, Meretz Muhammad, who based as Meretz Muhammad, he's going there out on a mountain by himself. The Neitzman, garnished. Of course, what's the expression in Chazal? Haraitza l'shaker, yarchik edusay. And we multiply the edus by millions. Because midor achador, there is a, and that's why the Pasuk says not just that we should remember the Torah, but Hisham Lucho Shmon Napshecha Pentishka Chazadvar Masher Roe Necha Upen Yasum Avavcha Yoyim Asher Maritol Lefnei Hashem Lekecha B'Chayre. And none of this would have been possible if the Torah was given privately. So the first time around, it had to be done that way. You know what that proves? That even when something must be done a certain way, the Ayin Hara can be shoylet anyhow. So I just want to be Messiah with one word, because we have to all go. The Rambam says in Hilchus Tzedakah, my word is based on what I just said a second ago, that you see from that Rashi, that even when it's necessary, whatever the explanation is, it was totally necessary to give it publicly, nevertheless, Sholta Ben Ayin Hara. So you ask Akasha, if that's the case, I'm never going to invite an Aura man into my house, ever, ever. I come into a house which is Kuloy Oimer Kavoy. I don't have anything. I don't have family. I don't have friends. I don't have a penny to my name. I have rags on my back. I don't know where tomorrow's meal is going to come from. And I'm totally and absolutely miserable. But somebody was kind enough to see me in the Beis Medrash. He says, why should you sleep on the bench and eat the whatever they left, the leftover Danishes that we have over here? Come to my house, and said, there's ein Glicklach. I walk into the house, and I see a marin neira v'nifla. I see a house full of life, full of oira v'simcha v'sasim v'kar. I see a house that's kulayay merkavayid, as I said, a house full of children laughing and singing, a house full of smiras, a house with an eshes chayil, a house which just a licht and a beautiful tablecloth and the clay zav, the kesef, l'chvayda Shabbos. And that's not going to be ma'ayre, a super duper whopper of an ayin hara. So you'll say, a person does mitzvahs? There's no such thing. Abba Mezetach, as a Rebbein Shalom, created a matzah that was mukrach, and l'fikuk sholta ben ayin hara, is l'chameri dikakasha. The teretz is, in tzedakah, you have an umbrella of protection. The Rambam says, La'olam ein adam mani min atzedakah ve'ein shum davar ra hezek niglal bishvil atzedakah. What's the redundancy? Ein adam mani. What else can happen from tzedakah? No, that's what I wanted to teach for you. Ein davar ra hezek includes any potential damage that tzedakah could bring because you gave it includes an Araman that you bring into your house, which is the great Yuaniyim B'nai Beisefa, the greatest Madrega. Turn them into B'nai Bayis. When you turn them into B'nai Bayis, I have a constant Einara. He notices all the beautiful things day after day, and he assesses his own matzav, and he knows eventually he has to leave and go back into the street with nothing. Hayitochen. Ain't shum dover ha'esek nigal b'shul atztoka shenemar v'hoyo masa atztoka sholem. There's a special haftocha in tztoka that no matter what, it's going to work out. There is no ayin hara possible by tztoka. And that's why I always felt when they used to have a table for the aniyim by a chasana, they had a tremendous umbrella of protection. Because a chasana is a time for big ayin hara. But when you bring in the aniyim, you have that protective umbrella of a hoyo maisa hatzdoka sholoim. Ein shum dover ral hezek nigla bishvil hatzdoka. It covers the whole chasana. Hazei v'otzach mir gedacht. Any